Welcome to the ISF podcast from the Information Security Forum, featuring timely conversations, practical insights, and resources for global cybersecurity professionals. I'm your host, Tavia Gilbert. Today, ISF CEO Steve Durbin gives a preview of the upcoming Season 8 of our podcast, which features conversations with the keynote speakers from ISF's Digital Congress 2021. Steve, thank you for joining us for a conversation about Congress. This episode is coming out on the final day of Congress, so I would love to hear a little bit from your perspective. How have the last 3 days been with Digital 2021? I know you've had a number of conversations with some incredible guests, and you'll tell us what we can expect to hear when we share those conversations in podcasts in the coming weeks. But what's your feeling? How was Digital Congress this year?
You know, we set ourselves a challenge this year of having to put on, again, a three-day show that's broadcast all around the world in multiple time zones and is available on demand. We had to do all that better than we did it last year. That was the challenge. You know, we had over 3,000 people last year who were expecting something, you know, equally as good, if not better this year. And so that was the challenge we set ourselves. And I think that we've stepped up to that. I think that the quality of member presentations, and, you know, when we talk about a Congress, there are all sorts of different component pieces that come together in it. But one of the things that I know our members really enjoy is the ability to hear from other members. And I think we're very fortunate in having such a range of diverse perspectives on security challenges that people are prepared to share within that ISF environment. And I think this year has been no exception. You know, they have been outstanding. So member presentations, I think, have been very, very good. We also have our sponsors. They play a valuable role as well, because they really are showcasing some of the developments, the products, the services that they're bringing to the market that help our members to deal with the security challenges they face on a day-to-day basis. And they're doing that in an environment that's very, very carefully monitored. So we don't allow them the sort of leeway that perhaps they would like. And, you know, I don't apologize for that. They know that they're getting access to some really smart security people, and that's good input into their product development plans. They also know that they can't overtly sell to them, and that's not part of the Congress. And so I think they walk a very fine line and balance it and get it just right. So our sponsors were great again this year. The other thing about the Congress is, you know, it's an opportunity for members to meet our analysts and to hear about what they're seeing, what they're developing. And we've got a really solid team that has been working through the Congress, conducting research through the Congress, showcasing some of the tools that they're bringing to the membership through the Congress. And, you know, they've been working all around the clock, some of them, because as we do broadcast to all time zones, we also have a night shift. So we've got a core team that works through the night, because it's not nighttime in Australia when our Australian members come on. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into putting these things together. And it's been a really good event. And that's down to, as well, you know, the crew and the production guys who make sure that it works.
Let's talk about the guests that you have lined up. You have had keynotes and interviews during Congress with 6 incredible people, and we are going to share your conversations in podcast episodes in the coming weeks. And we've always had incredible guests at Congress and on the podcast, but these are really special. So let's just highlight some of the great people that we're going to hear from. We're going to start with Brian Edward Cox, who's an English physicist and former musician who serves as professor of particle physics in the School of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Manchester. And I know you sat down with Brian Cox, who's also the UK's best-known experimental physicist and known from television and books. Tell me a little bit about what you and Brian discussed. What was your conversation with him like?
Yeah, Brian was also a professional musician. So he's got a whole range of different things that he brings to the party. It was very interesting talking to Brian. He's also doing a world tour next year. And he's doing some, you know, warm-up shows in the UK at the moment. So he's really trying to bring science, if you like, to the layman And he talks about black holes. He talks about information. Does it ever disappear? He goes a little bit into things like, you know, quantum physics and therefore quantum computing and all sorts of things that I'm really not going to pretend that I understand.
Good, then I won't have to either.
But it's fascinating. And my interest, or one of my interest areas when I spoke to him, was in just how does he manage to get across some fairly complex things to people who, you know, are laymen, don't understand it. Because that's one of the challenges for security,
right?
Trying to get across some of these complex messages to people who really don't operate in the same sphere. And so I think that was one of the things I really enjoyed about the conversation with Brian. And you know, he's just a nice guy as well. I mean, it's, you know, brain the size of a planet, but able to articulate that in a way that people like me can relate to. So it was a fun conversation.
Yeah, I think we'll all really enjoy hearing the full conversation. So that will be next week. And then following Brian Cox, we are going to have your conversation with Professor of Cybersecurity from the University of Oxford, Sadie Creese. Tell us about Sadie. I really enjoyed the prep call that we had with her as she was preparing her conversation with you in her keynote for Congress. So how did that turn out?
Yeah, Sadie does a lot of really interesting work. She's also at the Said Business School in Oxford, but she's done a lot of research. And so a lot of research into ransomware in particular. So very, very topical. Not a day has been going by without some sort of talk of ransomware. And so it was very interesting to get her perspective on what it looked like, where it might go, what you can do about it, you know, all of those sorts of things. So very much more, you know, after Brian Cox, who's talking about, you know, the big stuff, Sadie really provided quite a nice, I think, counterpoint to that in terms of bringing us back into something that is of mainstream concern from a security standpoint, and really offering up, I think, some very helpful hints and tips based on solid research that she's been doing for years in this particular space. So again, you know, back into the security wheelhouse with Sadie Creese. And that too was a great conversation. All the conversations were great this year. I enjoyed all of them.
After Sadie Creese, we'll have a conversation with psychologist, author, and strategic innovator Max McCune. He's a leadership coach. He's written 5 award-winning books. He's an expert in strategy and leadership. Tell me about what it was like to sit down with Max. And I will say that I think he does get the award for best hair of Congress.
best hair, best beard.
It has height. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
The hair had height and the beard had length. What more do you need?
Fully rounded.
Max was great. So we always try to, or we have done the last few congresses, try to bring some of that sort of psychological piece to it, because I'm convinced that if we can get the psychology right when we talk about security, you know, the psychology of why people do things and that kind of thing, then half the battle is won. And last year, you'll remember, we had Anders Inset, who was really thought-provoking. So Max had a pretty tough act to follow from that point of view. And he has a number of, I think, rather unique ways of bringing his message to life, which unfortunately you can't see on a podcast because he draws. Mm. And so as he's talking to you, he will draw. And so he brings it to life that way. And of course, we can't do that on a podcast yet, but that's a challenge for you for next time, maybe. And he has a concept he calls nowism. And listeners may want to Google Max, and I would recommend downloading some of his books, because some of the concepts and some of the things he's talking about are so relevant in terms of how we get from where we are today to where we want to go tomorrow. And so we did talk about, you know, things like motivation. We talked about people. We talked about some of his concepts, some of the ways perhaps in which we can work better, smarter within the business, you know, at all levels. So from the board right the way down, language, the role of language, a whole range of different things. So that's for anybody listening to this who is remotely interested in the psychology of why we do what we do and how we can motivate people, then that is one podcast that people should listen to.
That's great. And I love that he's a visual artist as well. We'll see if we can drop a visual into the show notes for his episode so that we can enjoy a taste of what that visual presentation was like. Following that very interesting, multifaceted conversation, we're going to have a young upstart, somebody who wants to break into the technology and the digital space. And we're going to have a Q&A, a little break with our convention and see if this gentleman might have a future. We're not sure what his level of success will be. And his name is Steve Wozniak. So how was it to speak with this newcomer to the business?
Steve was great. So we had to do that, unfortunately, via link. So he was in San Jose. I was in London. And that was the first time I think we had done a keynote that was entirely based on Q&A. So when we were asking our members to register for the Congress, we did actually tell them that I would be talking to Steve Wozniak. And so we asked them to submit questions that they would have for Steve. And so that Q&A was primarily based around member questions. So a couple of firsts in there. You know, we didn't normally do a keynote on Q&A. We didn't normally do it all given over to member questions. And he was great. You know, he debunked some myths around Apple, which I won't disclose here. People need to listen to get that. But he is now obviously, you know, continues to be a philanthropist and support entrepreneurial business and that kind of thing. But he also had some really interesting insights too. And the one that has really sort of stuck with me is his sort of philosophy of life, if I could put it that way. And he summarized it as, today would be a good day if the smiles outweighed the frowns. So you count your frowns, you count your smiles, and frowns are things you don't want. So, you know, you don't want to get yourself tied up in arguments with people and all that kind of stuff. And you focus on the smiles. And I thought that was a really nice way of, yeah, just encapsulating a somewhat different philosophy. Because I think people, you know, if you think about the Apple success story, you know, you may have got a different view of the role that he played and perhaps the individual that he is. And he's a lovely guy. He's very, very open. Nothing was off limits. And we had a really good conversation, as I say, some really interesting insights as well into how he started Apple with Steve Jobs. And I hope coming through in it, you get some of the feeling of exactly what Woz is like. And you can see how he fitted so well with Jobs because they're two entirely different people. And that really worked. And that's why I guess, you know, Apple was such a success, continues to be such a success. And yes, he did wear an Apple Watch as well. He had an iPhone and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I know that we're all looking forward to hearing from such a leader and a light in the world and in the industry. So I look forward to that. Following Steve Wozniak, we've got Rachel Botsman, who is a trust expert. She comes from Oxford University as well. She's a speaker and an author and a storyteller. So tell me about what Rachel's contribution to Congress was. How was that conversation?
Yeah, Rachel had some, again, you know, one of the things that when I look back at all of these speakers, I think Michelle and Jane, who put the program together, keynotes with the support of some of our members, I think they did an outstanding job this year by getting the balance right and the mix, the blend. You know, keynotes, you always want to have a different blend, a different mix, something for everybody in there. And again, with Rachel, what we had there was really some sort of deep dive into the whole concept of risk. And she talks about, you know, uncertainty versus risk. She talks about how you can manage that kind of challenge, which, of course, is something that we all have to do. And we start to do some of that subconsciously, you know, when you cross the street, do you look both ways, you know, that sort of thing. But also then taking that much more into the business environment and just sort of unpicking some of the ways in which we can be better equipped to manage risk. As you know, for me, security is all about risk management going forward. So it was really interesting to get her take on some of those things. And I think that members certainly will take away some really good insights, and hopefully podcast listeners will get some really good benefits from it too.
I know that we will. Last but not least, we have a conversation that I have been particularly looking forward to with Viviane Reding, the former first vice president of the European Commission. And she served as European Commissioner for 15 years with responsibility for, this is an amazing list, justice, industry, telecommunications, research in technology, education, culture, and sports. That's a lot. She is lovely and very enthusiastic, quite expert. Tell me what it was like to sit down with her and have a conversation.
As you say, Viviane was a joy to speak to. She lives in Luxembourg, so she traveled across to the UK to the studio for us to speak, which was very good of her. And I remember her, you know, you mentioned there all the things that she did. I remember her mostly, I suppose, before GDPR anyway, for capping mobile roaming charges across Europe, which used to be the real bane of everybody's life. You know, you go on holiday and suddenly you're hit with this massive roaming bill. And so that was one of her achievements. But GDPR, privacy, the right of the individual, that was front and center of what she did at the European Commission. And so to have the opportunity to talk to her about privacy, about the way that that's changing, about some of the geopolitics that are impacting technology and the way that we actually go about living our lives today was really enlightening, insightful, and enjoyable. And we touched on a whole range of different areas, not least of which, of course, was GDPR, but also much, much more than that. And for me, anyway, as I say, but somebody who sort of watched her in one particular area and then seen how she really grasped the whole concept of privacy and the role of European citizen rights when it comes to data, to have the opportunity to talk to her about that was a real pleasure. And of course, you know, from an ISF standpoint, we did spend a lot of time when GDPR was coming about trying to educate our members into what they need to do, how they need to do it. You know, we won awards for it and all that kind of thing. So there's a huge amount of synergy between what we had been up to and what Vivian was doing. So great to be able to bring her to the Congress to hear firsthand some of these things and some of the ways in which she went about dealing with it. And more importantly, perhaps some of her perspectives on the future.
Fascinating, the conversation in preparation. So I am excited to hear the full conversation that you shared with her. I know we need to let you go because you've got some events to wrap up this last day of Congress. Before we close this conversation, is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with, either about Congress, about this upcoming series, or about where we're heading into next year?
I think that, you know, it's always a challenge when we put together a podcast program. I mean, the Congress, to a certain extent, looks after itself. And, you know, the people that we've just been talking about, they really don't need much introduction from me or from you. And I hope that people listening to it will really enjoy it. Going forward, of course, you and I have to sit down and put together our program for 2022, the areas we want to cover, how we're going to do it. And that's always challenging. And I think that it's always helpful when we get input from listeners too, as the sorts of things they would like us to be covering. But I think that we've tried over the different series to try to bring different perspectives, different views, some contentious, some not so. And I think that certainly next year, I want to carry on doing exactly the same thing, perhaps being a little bit more contentious, thought-provoking. If listeners have particular things they would like us to cover, then we'd love to hear from them.
Absolutely. And we're going into our sixth year. 2022 marks the beginning of our sixth year of programming. So we have 5 years, a body of work that is evergreen. Listeners can go back to the catalog at ISF and listen into the conversations that we've been having and stay current with the most recent episodes. And then, as you said, we welcome listener input into where we should head next year. We will be contentious and thought-provoking.
Sixth anniversary, was that paper or cardboard or something, is it?
I think it's digital. It's digital.
Silicon. There you go.
Right. Right.
Our silicon.
Check your mail. It's in the mail.
That's right.
So forks.
Forks. That's right. Yes. Aluminium. Right. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Well, thanks, Steve. We will be back for one final episode on emerging threats, as we always do to wrap up the year. We leave you with a little bit of a keep you up at night topic. So that will close out the season. And I look forward to the next several weeks of programming we've got lined up. In the meantime, enjoy your last stretch of Congress. Please do a little dance for me. And I'll look forward to being back with you a little bit later in December.
Thanks, Tavia.
Next week, we'll hear Steve's conversation with Dr. Brian Cox, a professor of particle physics at the University of Manchester and a best-selling author. Here's a preview.
I remember once I was at dinner with someone in the Royal Navy who was head of safety in nuclear submarines, so very high up in the safety hierarchy of nuclear submarines. And he said that one of the things they try to avoid is checklistitis, where you go through the checklist and you go, that's okay, that's okay, that's okay. It was about taking responsibility for looking at a problem. In that case, a big problem, is this nuclear warhead safe?
Right.
And say, no, I have to convince myself. even if there's something not quite right, even if it's not on the checklist. And so it's about, I think, being honest if you don't know. I mean, clearly, you know, people in your industry know this, not covering up issues or brushing them under the carpet because you're not quite sure about them.
We'll be back for the full conversation in a week. In the meantime, is there a topic or question that you'd like us to cover in a future episode? Let us know at securityforum.org, which is also where you can find the catalog of past video and podcast episodes, as well as ISF's research, practical tools, and guidance related to discussions like today's. Find us on LinkedIn by searching CEO Steve Durbin or Security Forum. Follow our audio feed wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss an episode. And if you like the ISF podcast, we'd love it if you'd write a short review. The ISF podcast is produced by Talkbox and Tavia Gilbert, with music by Alexander Filipiak, associate producer Katie Flood, mix and master by Brian Barney. Thanks for listening.